Please would you be seated. I've moved round slightly because I'm aware of just how many people are behind me. It's really nice to have you all here. I'm sorry if you see my back. I'll turn round occasionally if I remember. Last year, when we were here on Remembrance Sunday, I spoke and I used a single word which we thought about. It was remembering. It was a very good word for last year, but of course if you speak about the word remembering, you scupper yourself for the next year. Remembering. So I'm going to think about a different word today, and that word is surprise, which might be a surprising word to think about on Remembrance Sunday. Do you like surprises? Yeah, lots of nods. Do you like surprises? There'll be a few shakes of heads as well. Surprises come in different sorts, don't they? I'm told that flowers and chocolate are always good surprises. I must remember that sometimes. You also get the sort of boo surprise that comes. Those depends. They can be good or bad. Seeing somebody that you didn't expect to see. That's wonderful, mostly. That's a surprise. Leicester winning the Premier League. Yeah, that was a surprise. Surprises are things that you didn't expect. They can be a shock or they can be a delight. They can turn things on their heads. Now, this week, the United States of America, and in fact pretty much the whole world, has had a surprise. Something that nobody expected. One newspaper had a front cover which was upside down on purpose, and it said the world turned upside down. Donald Trump is going to be the next American president. Nobody expected that, not even some of the people who wanted it. That was a surprise. Actually, then everybody started talking about Britain, because it turns out that we're famous for that too. Though I wish that they'd come up with some better name for it than Brexit, which is just a horrible word, isn't it? Doesn't sound good. So, surprises. There's lots of different sorts of surprises. But why on Remembrance Sunday? Surely if it's all about remembering, there can't be surprises when you're remembering, because you know it all already. Well, I think there are some surprising things in what we remember today. And that's what I want to think about. And first of all, there are some not good surprises. It's 100 years since the Battle of the Somme this year. And in 1916, lots of people faced some really shocking surprises. At the Somme, that was the time when many of the PALS regiments first saw action. They were PALS, they were friends, they got together and they said, let's join up together. The government wanted people to join and got PALS to join. They called them the PALS regiment, and the Somme was where they first, some of them, saw any kind of fighting. And they, young men, generally turned up for battle, and they were on the battlefront for the first time, and they discovered just how horrible that was. That would have been a shocking surprise in itself. But also, the soldiers at the Battle of the Somme thought that because of a week of shelling, there would be no German resistance when they started the battle themselves. In fact, the East Surrey Regiment even kicked footballs across no man's land when they were first told to advance on that first day. But the horrible surprise was that the German trenches were made in such a way that all that shelling hardly had any effect at all. So the first day of the Somme was a terrible surprise. An awful death toll, a huge shock for people, those fighting, and also people back home when the news came through. On the very first day of the Battle of Somme, there were 19,240 British deaths. That's only the British, and that's only the first day. Whole groups of PALS were killed or injured. Communities back home were absolutely devastated when they heard the news. Well, that's 100 years ago, and war has changed since then. But for those who are still part of our forces and have been in the time in between, there are still horrible surprises which they have to deal with. And in modern warfare, there are still snipers and IEDs and suicide bombers, all of them working because of surprise. Horrible surprises. The shock of war and conflict still continues. But that's not the only kind of surprise. There are also good surprises about war today, and I want to focus on that now. And you might say that those things, which are the good surprises, are the bigger picture sort of things, rather than the detail sort of things. Though I'm sure there's some very good surprises down on the level of how people support each other in the battlefield. But I want to think of some of the bigger things. Wars used to happen all the time. And it would all be about conquering. If one country or kingdom or tribe decided that they wanted to take over another one or to take all their stuff, then they would just go and attack them. That's what they would do, or they would try and see if it worked. That's just how it was. It was called the right of conquest. If you wanted to go for it, go for it. Have a battle, see if it works. Nowadays, things are mostly different. And that is a surprise, if you think about it. It's a surprise because we know that people are still all too easily as selfish or greedy or power hungry as they ever have been. But wars have generally changed. Now it's very likely that countries send their forces to defend others and to get justice for people and to keep the peace. They're saying it shouldn't be like that, and they're deciding that they would do something about it. That's a good surprise, if you think about it, in comparison with all those years of the right of conquest, where people would just go out and battle because they wanted something. And then when you think about how easy it is for humans to just be selfish, then it's a surprise that without being forced to, people are willing to join the armed forces and to do their bit to fight for a greater good, for people they don't know, and some of them even pay the price with their lives. So there are some good surprises as part of what we remember on this Remembrance Sunday. But how come things have changed from the bad old days? Well, I think our readings give us some reasons, and they too are surprising. Callan read about many things, including swords being beaten into plowshares. Now, that would be a very surprising thing to do. Back in the time those words were written, 2,500, 3,000 years ago, it was still a violent time. Why would you go beating your sword into a plowshare, something for doing the fields to get the crops to grow? You needed to defend yourself. But God was giving people a promise and a vision of a time to come when he would put things right and there would be peace. We're still waiting for those times, but we know that God's kingdom is about peace, and at our best, we work towards it. In fact, there are people who've taken that verse very seriously and literally. And in Mexico some years back, they melted down illegal guns and made them into shovels so that people could go and use them in their fields. And in Mozambique, in Africa, they had a civil war for many, many years. And when it finished, they collected together the guns, they stopped them from working, and they made them into pieces of art. You can see chairs and tables and strange things made out of guns, saying, "We don't want war anymore. We're going to make these into something which is about peace." But I think actually our second reading is even more surprising. The words that Jesus said, that Sheila read earlier, words that have had a huge impact on the world since then. They're called the Beatitudes for some reason. They really do turn the world upside down. They are a surprise. They're very unexpected. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek, the merciful. Blessed are the peacemakers. These are still upside down sounding things in our world a lot of the time. But at our best, and often inspired by the ways of God, people have realised that the things worth working for are these sort of things. Supporting the poor, helping those who are devastated, bringing peace. Many of those we remember this day were involved in that sort of work. It's taken a while for us to get here through history as a world, but Jesus' words have helped shape how things are today, and even maybe what the priorities of our armed forces are. And they are surprisingly different from what they were way back in the past. So what about us? Well, I think that the people that we remember this Sunday would themselves have wanted peace. They may have been fighting, but they wanted peace for their country, for other people, for themselves. They were fighting to bring justice and good, to end the fighting. Let's honour their memory by working towards the same things ourselves. Do we seek justice and peace for ourselves? Yes, but also for others. Do we try to put an end to conflict, whoever has caused it? Do we work for an end to disagreements? We honour those we remember today when we seek peace, when we try to get right with other people, when we don't allow disagreements to run on and on. Let's look for surprises. Let's look for there to be peace in our relationships and a care for the good of everyone. Let's seek agreement where there's been disagreement and harmony where there's been hatred. Let's seek to reach out to others for peace, not to keep at war with them in our words or attitudes. Remembrance can be a time to recognise the surprise that selfish humanity can do better and work for peace and justice, even at the cost of lives and health. Let's do our part to work for the same things, not to say it always has to be this way. Let's work for the good surprises that can transform our relationships and our community. And the best way I know of doing that, possibly the only way, is to follow the way of Jesus and follow in the strength that God can give to us. He made us and he loves to bring out the best in us. Amen.